This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Marion Lee Johnson developed a love for math at a young age and pursued that subject all the way through her undergraduate studies. She assumed a math degree would land her a teaching job, though she ended up in pursuing a higher calling, much higher. Johnson used her skills working as an engineer with Boeing on NASA projects during the 1960s. She worked calculating the trajectory of the Saturn V, the rocket that was used to launch each Apollo mission. Her contribution played an important role in Apollo 11's mission of landing on the moon. Now, more than five decades later, she revisited that period as part of the Cincinnati Museum Center's exhibit, Destination Moon, the Apollo 11 mission, which closed on Monday. Johnson spoke to museum visitors about her experience with the mission and about her advice for the next generation of STEM professionals. STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. Before her visit to Cincinnati, Johnson joined us on the phone in this pre-recorded interview. And our guest is Marion Lee Johnson. Marion, thank you so much for the time you're giving us today.
Thank you, Michael.
So the first thing I'd like you to do, if you don't mind, is take us back to 1969. It seems like all last year we were doing several shows celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. But what a view you had of that project. Can you just talk about that era and working for Boeing and NASA and what that was like?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, after the first point in history was John Glenn in his orbit around the Earth, right, in 1962. That sort of galvanized and started everything going. But then about 5 years later is when my career sort of took off. I was an associate engineer at the Boeing Company in Huntsville, Alabama. At that time, Boeing was the leader in building the Apollo Saturn V rocket. So I was assigned to the launch systems branch at Boeing, and I worked on a NASA project for the Marshall Space Flight Center, better known as NASA, under the direction of Wernher von Braun, you know, legendary, and Arthur Rudolph. So while working on the Boeing team, you know, was quite an experience, very amazing. I was young, 21 years old, and just in, you know, the prime of, working. That was my first job. And everything was of interest. So it was an exhilarating experience.
Did you know that time that you were not just witnessing history, but that you were part of it?
No, not at that time. I realized that it was important, but I didn't realize, you know, the impact it was going to have on the United States and, you know, and around the world.
And you were specifically charged with working on what is known as the Saturn V rocket. That was a rocket that sent Neil Armstrong and the rest to the moon back in 69. And I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about what that rocket was and what your role with it was.
You know, it was the largest rocket that was ever built at that time. And just I had an opportunity, and that's what we do when we work on these projects. We go over and we take a look at what we're working on and how we're going to deal with it. And just to stand up against this rocket, I was just minuscule to the rocket. And to see how it was firing, and oh my goodness, it was just so amazing just to witness that. So that was the kind of thing I had to work on. That was the kind of thing I had to track. And so it was just amazing to be doing that kind of work, you know, coming right out of school.
We have this expression when, you know, explaining something that we think is easier than someone else is making it. Hey, look, it's not rocket science, but you were working in rocket science. And you've told media outlets before in interviews that your love for math, the subject that ultimately led to this career with Boeing and NASA, it started back in seventh grade for you. Would you take us back to the moment that you fell in love with math?
Oh, my goodness. It, you know, was a Well, I said, as you know, I don't know if you read a little bit of my history.
Sure, I did.
My father was a cement finisher. And of course, he had the poor driveways, and, you know, he had to do a lot of stuff that included math, and he included me with that. So when I started middle school, my seventh grade math teacher, he saw that I had an interest in mathematics, and he was there to try to guide me and to tell me how important it was to be able to have that, you know, under my sleeve, how important that was. And so from that point on, and he worked with me, he stayed with me, and he just showed me, you know, the importance of it, and I just followed through on that. And, I just fell in love with it. So that's why I wanted to obtain that bachelor's in mathematics and also, you know, with that focus in science.
Did you know that this would lead to working with rockets?
No, I had no idea. At that time, you know, we had no idea of what sort of experiences that our backgrounds would lead us to. I think in the back of my mind, mathematics was always a thing, you know, to be taught. We're looking at teaching school. And, you know, and my dad told me, well, that's what you're going to do. You're going to go to college and you're going to become a teacher. And I said, Dad, you know, I'd like to teach, but I think with this kind of background, I think I may be able to do a little something else. Not that I didn't enjoy teaching, because I always tutored students. But I wanted to do something so that I could, you know, raise money, you know, for my family and move us a little further. So, but I had no idea that it was going to take me in the engineering field.
We should note that you grew up in the Deep South. You're from Savannah, Georgia.
From Savannah, Georgia.
And you were coming of age still in, I guess, the period of segregation, and when some of that stuff was starting to fall away, but certainly the civil rights movement was well underway. Did you feel at that time, if you remember as a young person, that your options just in general were limited?
Yes, of course they were. And like I said, I thought the only road at that time was, you know, to be an instructor. But I thought, you know, at that time that I could do something different. So, but that was the time when you thought about that you could do better, that you could better yourself, that you could do whatever anybody else could do. And I did not have any thoughts of what those careers would be. We didn't have Google at that time, right? Counselors, you know, I guess they didn't think, you know, we would ever be able to obtain, that kind of visibility or obtain those kinds of jobs. So they didn't lead us in that direction. But when I started to, you know, when I said to my dad that, you know, I think I could do better, you know, he said to me, well, if you don't find any money, you know, you'll be going to, you know, our college in the state. So I set out, you know, to try to find some money so that I could go to college and so that I could do something different. And it worked out.
You told a newspaper in New Jersey, quote, "Not too many young black women at that time were able to find jobs, but after going through all of the bus boycotts and the lunch counters and everything, I was able to do that, and I was ready to mingle with others and do what I had to do." Can you tell us, Marion, where you found the motivation to do that?
Well, I had a strong family support system at that time. And they were always pushing us to be the best that we can be. They always thought that education was critically important, you know, to our household. So we had that encouragement from the get-go, and I know a lot of students don't have that. But I had that, you know, in my household. And, of course, I was encouraged by my mentor as well. And so, you know, I started out encouraging others.
This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Our guest via telephone today is Marian Lee Johnson. She's known as one of the hidden figures, one of the mathematicians who worked at Boeing and NASA back in the space race age and worked closely on the Saturn V rocket that ultimately landed Neil Armstrong on the moon in 1969. Marian, tell us, with all that motivation you had to succeed in an era where it wasn't a guarantee for young Black women, how you ended up with Boeing and ultimately NASA?
Well, very interesting. After my college experience, I enjoyed college. Like I said, I was, you know, young at that time and was reaching for everything that, you know, I could put my fingers on. And just before I graduated, I started to look into different job opportunities and went into the careers office, and I found this ad concerning engineers. And I read the ad, and, you know, I said to myself, you're not an engineer, you're a mathematician. You couldn't do this. But I applied anyway. You know, I had a little moment of doubt starts creeping in, but I applied anyway. And I really, it came through. I was hired at Boeing right out of college. So after I graduated, I had a job and I started to work. And I was assigned to the launch systems branch at Boeing when I started. So it was very interesting getting there. And Boeing was an exceptional, it was a very good place to work. It had good leadership at that time. A lot of the racism that went about in other places, I didn't have a lot. It was a very professional environment. I learned much about leadership, how to lead a group, how to work with the group. That's very important. If you can't work together, then you cannot realize, the possibilities of what you can obtain. So we did that. We knew we had to, because the decree at that time was to send a man to the moon, and we were working hard to get that done. And that's exactly what we did. And we were very, very proud of those efforts. And of course, when Neil, when he touched down and made that small step for man, we were really, really, it was just an amazing feat.
Can you share with us where you were at that moment when Neil Armstrong took those steps and said those words?
Oh, my goodness. We were watching on our monitor, and, everyone just went, wow, that happened. Craziness. It was just, I cannot realize what we felt because this happened. We had accomplished our goals. It was safe. The project that we worked on, if anything had happened, we were ready for the backup. Nothing did happen. Neil landed on the moon, and we were just exhilarated. It's just a happy event.
You mentioned that during your time at Boeing that you didn't experience the type of racism that may have been experienced in other corners of the business world. But I'm wondering about sexism or the number of women who might have been working in your environment at that period. Did you face any difficulties based on your sex?
No, I did not. We had this object, this objective that we were working towards. And I had two other students, and we became very best friends. Matter of fact, when that movie Hidden Figures came out, I really thought they were talking about me. I said, my goodness. You know, me and the other two women. And then when they noted the year, 1961, I said, no, that couldn't have been me because, you know, my career started in 67. So they did experience a lot of racism back at that time. But as you said, I was just coming out of, you know, segregation was, you know, at its height at that time. And when we started school, it was time for, you know, for us to move forward and take advantage of, you know, what integration was all about. And I was lucky. I was able to attend college, and I was able to, you know, I was motivated to be the best that I could be. And in high school, you know, I worked hard there, and I obtained the designation as valedictorian of my high school and my class. And from there, it was just all uphill. I mean, that was a part of my life that, you know, I really enjoyed. I went to college. I found a great job. I'm working for the greatest company. And, you know, it was all peaches and cream. Now, your peaches from Savannah, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, the peach. But it was just, I was there at a time, you know, they always say, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. I was fortunate. I had the love of my family. I had motivation. I had a person who mentored me. And I was ready. And that's the important thing. You got to be ready to take hold of the opportunities once they present themselves.
Is that advice that you give young people today?
Oh, every day, every day. I just, you know, that's something that I'm passionate about. Is motivating the young people, making sure that they can be the best that they can be, that they are able to express themselves, that they are able to talk about what they're doing in technical terms. And whenever I see that, you know, that light bulb goes off, it also goes off in me. It's just something that I'm really, really proud about. And before I left college, I also, you know, just in case things didn't work out in, you know, in the commercial world, I did have my practice teaching. I was able to teach after college, but that didn't happen. That happened, you know, about 27, 28 years later, but, you know, I was ready to do that as well. So you have to prepare.
Our guest by telephone today is Marion Lee Johnson. She's known as a hidden figure because she was a mathematician who worked at Boeing for NASA, calculating the trajectories for the Saturn V rocket that ultimately landed astronaut Neil Armstrong on the moon 51 some odd years ago, 1969. Marion, so we hear that term hidden figures. It was also the title of a 2017 film. As you noted, it profiled women in similar roles as yours, but just a few years earlier. So these are the women who worked leading up to the 1962 launch of John Glenn. And of course, Cincinnati and Ohio have great passion for John Glenn and Neil Armstrong as native sons of Ohio. Well, first, just a simple question. What did you think of the movie, Hidden Figures?
Oh, I loved the movie. Movie was great. I mean, that was one of the best movies that I had seen in a long time. I think they did a very good job with putting it together. It wasn't too far to the left or to the right. It just hit home just right. And it showed some of the experiences that happened at that time and what we as young Black women had to go through. But I was fortunate. Like I said, I came along at a good time, and I didn't experience those kinds of things that they experienced. But I thought it was real, because before joining the workforce, like you said, we were staging the set-ins in Savannah, and the lunch counters and NAACP meetings, you know, going religiously because we wanted something better, you know, out of life, that we could obtain jobs that could support us and be able to do things that others could do.
You said of those three women who were portrayed in the film Hidden Figures, in an interview with the New Jersey newspaper that I was referencing earlier, you said, quote, "These are the women whose shoulders that I stand upon. They made it happen." So this was like 1961, 62 for those three African-American women who faced some struggles while working at NASA. You said that you didn't experience the type of racism others did, but you only started 5 years later. So can you talk a little bit about the impact that they must have had to change the culture, to make your easing into the workforce, I guess, easier?
Oh, yes. I mean, they spoke up for themselves. They wanted to, you know, they made a name for themselves. They wanted to have things happen. They wanted to be in the workforce. They wanted to have responsibility. And responsibility is something that came out of the movie. And that's some of what, you know, I took with me, not knowing that this is, you know, what they had gone through. I really never, you know, realized that until I saw the movie. I knew what was happening, you know, in the various cities. But after they started to work, I didn't know them. So that's why I can say they are my predecessors. You know, I stand on their shoulders because they made a way for me so that I wouldn't have to go through the types of things that they went through to get to where they are. So it's been just one leap after the other. I've just been, it's just been amazing how I've been able to, you know, just to come so far and to obtain what I did in that period of time.
It sounds like you've had a lot of giant leaps over the course of your career, huh?
Yes. And you know, I am just so proud of it. Now, of course, with the moon landing and everything, you know, I had all of my accommodations from Boeing that, you know, I told my family about at the time. But at the time, it wasn't, I guess, that was not the thing. I guess they might have thought I was just bragging about what I had done. But when we heard about the movie coming out, my daughters called me and they said, "Ma, don't we remember you saying something about NASA?" And I said, "Yes." I said, "But you guys were, you know, you weren't interested at the time." And they said, "Ma, you know, this movie coming out just brought a lot to our attention, you know," and they thought that might have been me too. Oh, wow. In the movie.
That's fascinating. That's so cool. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this before I let you go. I know you've probably got a busy day, but I'm curious because you do talk to young people still, and a lot of today's education is gearing students towards what they call STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And I'm wondering what you say to students who are studying that in today's era.
The message I really want to tell them is that they have to prepare for what's happening today. You know, you're talking about the global environment and knowledge-based economy. So they need to be ready for that. They need to study hard. They need to have mentors who's able to help them. If they don't have one, find one, talk to somebody, get your resources together so that they can prepare you for the future. I tell all of my students, and this is how I end, reach for the stars, and maybe you'll land on the moon.
Marion Lee Johnson, a hidden figure, mathematician who worked for Boeing and NASA, calculating the trajectories for Saturn V rockets that sent Neil Armstrong to the moon in 1969. Marion, thank you so much for this conversation.
Welcome, Mike.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.